Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We're getting word from the U.S. Geological Survey of an earthquake this morning in Kansas, in Salina County, near Salina, about 5 kilometers southwest of Gypsum, if you're familiar with that city. A 4.3 magnitude, pretty good one, pretty good size earthquake there near Gypsum, up in the north part of our state, and no injuries or damage reported from that earthquake. A state court judge in Oklahoma has granted a temporary stay of execution for a death row inmate convicted of killing a security guard during a 2004 bank robbery in Tulsa. Pittsburgh County Associate District Judge Tim Mills issued the stay so a competency hearing can be held for 60-year-old Wade Lay. After a hearing before Mills last week, the judge determined there was good reason to believe Lay is not competent to be executed. Lay's attorney, Sarah Jernigan, has said Lay has a decades-long history of severe mental illness, including schizophrenia and delusions. 8:15 now, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS on this Wednesday morning, December 8th. Ted, the Sedgwick County, I don't know if you've been listening, if you listeners have been hearing our stories on the county and what's going on there. They're going to turn the old, the blue building down there. You know, I did tried to do some research yesterday to find out when that county courthouse was built. It seems like 1954. Do you know off the top of your head? I couldn't find it.
Yeah. I think you're right. I think you're in the ballpark.
Between 54 and 56,
late
50s.
Yeah. Mid-50s.
So they're going to try to, according to Sedgwick County Commission Chair Pete Meister, they're going to try to turn the entire building over to the criminal justice system.
Okay.
Get the courts going, get them fired up, and they've had such a tough time with the pandemic in clearing trials and so forth, and all, not just, you know, murder trials and criminal court, but it's a civic court, too, and they do a lot of work down there, valuable work. They've been stymied for a lot of it, but they want to get back on track. They've got a lot of people sitting over there in the jail because they can't get them through the court system, and so the jail's overcrowded. It all builds together. So now the county commission, according to Pete Meissner, is going to start looking for a place where they can take the administrative offices of the different departments and whatnot, and the county commission, mm-hmm. and take them and put them in, lease a building someplace, maybe temporary for a year or two until they figure out what to do.
Well,
he said he favored to having some sort of a location, whatever it is, downtown.
Well, they'd like to have it in that area.
Might to have it nice to have it close there to the building.
Well, there's plenty of empty buildings in this town.
Yeah.
Be able to find something.
Yeah.
And this has been going on for a little while now because they moved a bunch of administrative offices to the building that they put up on South Seneca a while back. So, you know, they've just kind of needed more space.
Well, there you go. That's what they're going to be doing, looking for a new administrative office building. And maybe Pete can get a bigger office or something, you know. Get a giant office like Bob Layton's got over at the city. What do you think?
Wow. he's got that office up there on the 13th floor.
City manager Bob Layton's office, if you've ever been in there, he's got, of course, there's room for a basketball court, you know, pickleball, everything up there. No, we're teasing, of course.
Sedgwick County Courthouse built in 59.
59?
Yeah.
Really? Okay. Very good. So there you go. Quick research by Ted Woodward coming up with 1959. Earthquake at near Gypsum in up around Salina, 4.3 magnitude. That's a big one. But, you know, it looks like it's kind of out in the country and didn't rattle too many dishes or anything like that. Nobody injured or anything. That was at 7:45 this morning, just about a half hour ago.
I imagine they probably really felt it in Salina.
Yeah, we didn't feel anything here. At least I did. Of course, I never feel earthquakes anyway.
Yeah, you would think Salina Junction City would be.
Yeah, maybe they're rocking and rolling up there. 8:18, Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS. It is, again, sports time with Ted Woodward. Basketball last night, the Jayhawks in action, Ted.
Yep, you had 7th-ranked Kansas taking on UTEP. This was at the T-Mobile Center up in Kansas City, Missouri, the Jayhawks shootout. And the Miners and the Jayhawks going at it. It was a pretty easy win for Kansas. 78-52 was the final score as the Jayhawks pretty much had this one in hand. Of course, you heard the action last night on 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
He gets a turnover. Look, gets up. A rebound here, though. That's a lob up the floor to Ochai. And a two-hand jam rifled through there by Abaji on a 60-foot pass from Remy Martin.
Abaji, 23 points, 9 of 12 shooting. Christian Brown, 20 points, 9 of 13 shooting. Jayhawks, 78. El Paso, 52. Although, when you hear Kansas head coach Bill Self after the game, you might have thought that they'd have lost by 26.
We didn't play after the four-minute timeout in the first half, and then we just traded baskets the second half. But it was a good win. I would have certainly taken a 26-point win before the game started, but it didn't feel great leaving out of here. You know, you got your starting guards combined for 0 points. They won't shoot the ball.
That's a win. KU 7-1 now on the season. They've won 3 in a row, holding UTEP to a season-low 31% shooting for a KU opponent.
Wow.
Jayhawks win it by 26 last night. Kansas State is home tonight up in Manhattan. K-State hosting Marquette. That'll tip off at 8 o'clock this evening, part of the Big East, Big 12 battle. It'll be nationally televised on ESPN2. K-State with a record of 5-2. Marquette is 7-2. As the Cats are going for their 4th win in a row. K-State has not lost a home game yet this season. It's expected to be close. K-State is a 2-point favorite heading into this one against Marquette this evening. We do have the, we'll talk Jayhawk basketball tonight on the KU Basketball Coaches Show with head coach Bill Self. Weekly show at 6 o'clock tonight over on KFH. Of course, the Jayhawks got that win last night. And coming up on Saturday afternoon, Missouri comes to Lawrence. So that'll be interesting. A lot to talk about tonight with Coach Self at 6 o'clock. After that, we have JUCO men's basketball on KFH. It's a top 20 matchup. 19th-ranked Butler Community College visiting 10th-ranked Dodge City. Dodge is 9-1, Butler's 9-2. Dennis Higgins will have coverage of the Butler Grizzlies at 7:15 this evening over on KFH. If you want to see basketball here in town tonight, got a couple options on the west side of town. Newman University is hosting Emporia State tonight in men's and women's action. And Friends hosting Ottawa for women and men's play tonight. A little basketball history for you. It was 60 years ago on this day that the Shockers played the number one team in the nation. Shockers were on the road at number one ranked Ohio State, the defending national champions. Shockers were not able to keep up with the Buckeyes on that day. It was 85-62 was the final score in that one. Ohio State was led by Jerry Lucas with 27 points in that game. And also on that Ohio State roster, a couple of guys named John Havlicek and Bobby Knight.
Mm.
They were loaded.
Havlicek with years and years for the Boston Celtics later. Of course, Bobby Knight, everybody knows about him.
Great coaching.
What year was that?
61.
Okay. I was trying to envision who the Shockers were at that time.
December 61.
I'm going to say, was Ron Heller on that team? Do you know?
That's a good question.
Lanny Van Ammon? Maybe Gene Wiley?
Lanny Van Ammon, certainly.
Gene Wiley, maybe? All right. He went up there and got beat by
the number
one
couldn't quite keep up with the Buckeyes on that night. The Shockers played the number one team in the nation 60 years ago today.
All right.
And a little note for you from pro basketball. It was also on that same day, 60 years ago today, the Philadelphia Warriors played the Los Angeles Lakers. The game went to triple overtime. Philly won 151-147. Elgin Baylor led the Lakers with 63 points in a loss. Who led the Philadelphia Warriors that night?
That's Chamberlain.
The former Kansas Jayhawk, Wilt Chamberlain.
Yeah.
Wilt had 78 points and 43 rebounds.
Boy, were his arms tired.
In that win, that triple overtime win. That was 60 years ago on this day.
Well, the NBA, you just scored so many points.
Oh, I know. That's sports with Stephen Ted.
8:22 now. Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. Call Hunter Biden to solve international problems. That's on the way. Steve at 10 in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.